You're listening to a pre-recorded edition of KYUK's Talk Line. Do not attempt to call in with comments or questions. Again, this is a pre-recorded program. Join Talk Line live on Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on 640 a.m. KYUK. And now, here's your host.
Express yourself.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, YK Delta.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, this is Talk Line, and I'm Diane McGachran, and sitting in for Joe Moses today is
Mr. John Active. Mr. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of an overcast day. I know people have fishing openings, but we'll see if people got to get out this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, even if it's raining. Mm-hmm. Better time to go out is to fish during when it's windy.
Yeah, and they've got till noon, so it could be all morning.
Yeah.
So it looks like we have John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, hi. You have a new host there, huh?
Well, you know.
No, I'm just sitting in, Johnny.
Okay. Raymond, you have a good morning there.
Good morning.
He doesn't want to make a long-term commitment to this.
Oh.
But
it's all right.
I'm grateful he's here.
Last week, they were talking about the permanent fund.
Yeah, PFD. Yeah.
Well, now the governor, boy, he's so anxious to dip into that money. It looks like he's putting a lot of greed on there. He's even offering a special session to go back over and over and over again. I don't know how much these sessions cost to have these meetings. It's on salary, you know, that's quite a bit of salary. And I noticed when they were talking about that, they had an ad came on there. Mm-hmm. You know how much a staffer, a person called a staffer makes over there?
Mm-mm.
That one person? $8,900 a month. Quoted that.
Wow.
No.
That's probably
what
the cola. The
governor ought to open his eyes and have a sip of coffee and look around at the administration. Look at all these excessive salaries that are going on here. They shouldn't be that high. Yet you're dipping into the permanent fund money. That ain't even your money. You're acting like it's your personal money. It's the personal estate's money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. It's our money. It should have went before its borders, before it went even over there. That's, you know. There's a controversy there.
Yeah.
It's the people's money. It's not the governor. It's not the legislator's money. It's the people's money. Therefore, it should have went before the voters.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to, they could have had two stipulations. I wish they would have had. Borrow the money, you know, and then pay it back, because at a certain time and period when this marijuana taxes come through and all these taxes coming, it's going to accumulate a lot of money for the Senate in Juneau, plus in wherever your town is at.
Well, I think, isn't part of the concern, though, that in a few years, maybe in as short as 4 years, the permanent fund dividend will not exist at all unless we begin to deal with the budget now? And I think part of what the governor wanted was for people to was for the legislatures to offer him income generating plan.
Give me.
And he hasn't.
Give me right now.
Well, no, but I mean, we do need income generation.
I want that money now. You give it to me.
No, I think he wanted like something like a income tax or some way to generate revenue, because if we don't, we are going to blow through our reserves.
That's why I was saying you should stipulate on borrowing that money and go before the voters. You know, that's your answer there. And you pay that money back, because like I just said, you're going to accumulate money too with these new taxes coming up, marijuana taxes and the liquor, you know, all that. The liquor ain't so bad, but the marijuana business is going to expand. I know it will. You got a lot of pot smokers in Alaska.
Uh-oh.
And all over, you know. I'm not insinuating. It's just a statement here. But, you know, they also not only do that to smoke, they use that for herbal medicines.
Uh-huh.
Cancer research, and they help epilepsy. They do a lot of amazing things with that.
True.
You know, and I'm sure that would help accumulate the vast amount of money or whatever, how much they want to take out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's starting to sound greedy to me now. You're getting emergency sessions over and over. How much are these sessions costing?
Thousands.
A lot. Tens of thousands.
And then you go through the salary decreases there. That's one amount you can start working at your deficit, then go for your riches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is that permanent fund, which is ain't there, because it's the people's money.
Right. Know? Well, I think they're proposing a cap on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not do it, because, I mean, the thing is, in about 4 years, it's gone.
Gone.
Yeah,
we have to deal with it now, and it's not going to be easy. But there, I think there also needs to be income generation.
I'm pushing for a loan. I'm pushing loan. For that rather than just take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so, that's an option, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. You might have other callers. Hey, good morning, Raymond and Diane. You guys have a good day.
Raymond.
Raymond.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry there. You guys have a good morning there.
Raymond Active.
Yeah, Raymond Active. Yeah.
No, I never said Raymond. I said Raymond.
Oh, Raymond.
That's
Raymond?
All I said.
Raining?
Yeah, Ray.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, good morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, John.
Well, you know, they were talking about taxes, you know, state taxes, and, you know, being part-time, part employed, I wouldn't mind paying taxes.
I help. Yeah. Well, almost every state in the United States has state taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want the PFD, I mean, we got to trade off something. You know, if we want to keep having that extra income every October, the state has to generate revenue. The oil's not coming back.
I don't think they're going to find any more.
No. And now we're paying almost $700 million in tax credits to the oil company.
And that's really strange.
Yeah, that's Sharon Parnell, SB21. Yeah.
Well, talking about taxes, I don't know how much taxes the city is collecting from all the liquor sales they've been having here. They've been open over a month here.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one coming on board. I mean, they must be making hundreds, maybe thousands of tax money from the liquor sales.
Yeah.
Because that place is popping.
Yeah. I see people there every time I drive by,
mm-hmm.
people going in and out. It looks like we have Buck. Good morning, Buck.
Oh, good
Welcome
morning,
to Talk
Buck.
Line.
Good morning. A rainy day, so I don't see the highway crew outside, but they've been doing an awesome job, one line at a time from the airport past the hospital here, and they're getting our safety buffer area from the bike trail and the highway, and I just wanted to give them a shout-out. That's a long, hard, tedious job, and they're doing it.
Yeah, they sure are.
And by the Ridgecrest graveyard, we've been cutting lots and lots of brush there and pineling it up, and it's all alder. And people have been asking what we're going to do with it, and we say, take it. If you want alder smoking or...
Oh, yeah, that's good for a smokehouse.
Fence rails or whatever you want. There's a bunch of alder already cut there. Just go...
Where is it again?
Ridgecrest.
Oh, Ridgecrest. Oh, wow.
Ridgecrest driveway, you know, across...
From the pizza place.
From the pizza place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they can load up their truck and go pick up a pizza and go home and smoke fish and shoot pizza.
Yeah.
So people were asking about it, and I just wanted to let them know it's for the taking if...
Great.
If I can get a wood chipper fixed, I'll chip wood with it up at the ATG park. But if I can't, it's going to the dump. So,
anybody that wants some
can go get some.
Wow, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. And like this state problem with the taxes, it's like they say. The Republicans and Sean Parnell and Sarah Palin before him gave all the money to the oil companies, and then they voted and gave it again so that they wouldn't leave, and then they left.
Mm-hmm.
And now the people that really need it are the ones that are going to have to bail out the state. They're going to take away the permanent fund. The part that gets me so mad is all the people that voted to give the oil company all these tax breaks, are the people that live in town and work for the oil companies or benefit from the companies being there, and they don't need the permanent fund. If you're making $100,000 and now they're going to short your permanent fund, it ain't bad.
Right.
But the people that they're only piece of cash that isn't regulated by the government that says you have to spend it on this or this or it's food stamps or whatever, the only cash they get in their whole year is that little bit of permanent fund, and now they're going to half that to pay back the billionaires, to bail out the billionaires. I mean, it's just, it's not fair and it's not right.
No. Well, we need a state tax then for all those high paid job.
Yeah. People. Those. Yeah, then they can. That's a way to make sure they contribute, is a state tax.
Yeah, well, they'll fight that tooth and nail so that they're not spending their money. They're going to take it from the permanent fund to let the poor guy pay.
Yeah.
And Republicans do that.
Right.
For the last 30, 40 years, they've been doing that. Make the poor guy pay and save money for the billionaires.
I think I think instead of trickle down, it's trickle up economy. Everything trickles up to the people who are making.
Well, they own the state and federal governments now. They just own them.
Mm-hmm.
The law says you can't do this, but you know, you can't dump waste in the ocean, or you get a fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make, on a tanker full of fuel, they make how many $1 million? But the fine, if you dump your sewage from your tanks on board ship for the restrooms and showers and stuff, you dump that in the ocean. If you get caught, it's like $300 a day or $500 a day, and they just made, you know, $20 million on the tanker full of fuel. You know, so they're going to keep dumping, because if they even bother to get caught, it's nothing. And all those laws are made. They just tried to make the law that says, you know, you can't sue if somebody screws up, or they just pass a law that says it's going to be legal now for your income, you know, your investment advisors. It's going to be legal for them to give you bad advice so that they make money. They get every law in their favor, and they're just buying everything. So, you know, Citizens United needs to get turned, but if everybody's making money, nobody's going to vote for it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Buck, for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Cesari, good morning, Cesari. You're
good
on
morning.
Welcome
you,
to Talk
you,
Line.
You, good morning, You guys, liberals, this fit together perfectly.
Thank you. No, thank
kudos,
you.
Kudos to you, Cesari.
God damn those Republicans, hang him up, lynch him up.
You know
who started?
Nothing but love, Cesari.
You know what started all of those nonsense in there? Not born is one baggage. He created 15,000 jobs with 1 year, making bureaucrats left and right. And this guy sitting to this day and try harass gentlemen businesses. That I tell you that much. They can fire them. They already have this position. They created their own laws. And they charge people for attempted something, you know, attempt to commit crimes, and they create own ways to survive in there, and they have to find things to pursue it. Otherwise, if they don't have job, they'll close up that section. Same like labor work, same law enforcement. They have to show something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And these 15,000 people with the baggage created, they're sitting on this by the table and getting hundreds of million dollar pay of retirement and stuff. You know, if you want it now, the gas, the we so bad. Anybody hear anything? The fuel dropping in Bethel. Why we no dropping there? Why the drop in Anchorage? With the baggage, we keep it those fuel $2, what was last year a gallon more. We will not have any problem. Mm-hmm. That increase those airlines, no drop prices. We're still paying same prices.
Mm-hmm.
Boats, barges, we're still paying same prices. Nobody drop it. They make it hundreds of millions that are more every year.
I do wonder about the airlines and the lower price in fuel, but the tickets didn't go down. And
no.
They're just banking so much
they
money.
Make it so
oh my
much
gosh.
Extra money.
Yeah.
Why they not back? Nobody, we customers, we never be noticed the different, if they're paying same prices what there was 2 years ago.
I know the least they could do is drop the baggage fee. Or, you know, just because the baggage fee was when they were supposedly in hard times. And they never dropped that fee.
No, they're still going. They're adding more and more regulation in that.
Yeah.
But you see, all of those transportation, tracking transportation, you're getting tracking from Fairbanks to Anchorage all the time. They charge exactly the same thing. Somebody making money in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different with the fuel, huge money. Same thing in the train, that is, and barges. We're talking, why not increase, make it state taxes what they be leveled up last year? They hurt me, that's fine, but leave this dividends alone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, there's another thing. What is, why they no open legalized gambling in Alaska? It's hundreds, thousands of people going to Vegas.
Well, I mean, Rippies and Bingo.
Well, you don't see
that's
the
legal
money. The state don't see money from Rippies.
You mean like casinos? You mean like
casinos? The lodges, they have lots of fishermen, lots of people, individual. You go to that direct flight from Anchorage to Vegas, it's always booked. All the local people from mm-hmm. villages, from mm-hmm. Bethel, from Dillingham, everywhere.
So,
and you have connection fly and have those planes is loaded. Mm-hmm. We're talking the money moving out from Alaska, first of all. Secondly, we can control and not get anything. I talked to one time to, I believe, Mary Kapsner that time. But she said, "Oh, the churches."
Oh, you mean why they're
lobbies? Churches uh-huh. are allowed pass it.
Okay.
Lobbies, churches, not paying taxes.
Right.
I think they're going to though.
The churches.
No. Some of them.
I read something like that. You know, Cesar, we have other calls in the lineup here, so just so you know.
Oh, really?
I have my little hourglass here. I have turned it over, and okay. The sand is dripping through.
When you get boring and nobody calls, Cesare, call me back.
Call me back, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Cesare.
Have a good weekend.
Good morning.
So thank you, Ann, for waiting. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello, this is Alan.
Alan. Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah, I don't know how she got Ann, but anyways. I want to go back to last week's call.
I accept you as Ann as well.
From somebody that I heard him actually claiming he supports more gun control, but yet he has 5 family members that are in violation of gun laws, and he does nothing.
Who are you talking
about? He wants to penalize me. Buck, when he called last week, he has 5 sons that are in violation of federal law, a gun control law, and he wants to penalize me, a law-abiding citizen. And what has he done? If you know of a crime you're being committed, aren't you an accessory to a crime if you don't report that?
Illumunia.
Well, this sounds like something. I'm not familiar with the story. What you're, but anyway,
you took a phone call last week. Tell me you're not familiar with it.
I don't want
to admit to the fact that he. I mean, you want to violate. I mean, take away my constitutional rights while letting criminals. Go ahead and
what did you think of the sit-in in the Democratic sit-in at in the Senate?
That was a Democratic circus clown show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if they really cared about people, why aren't they protesting the mayor of Chicago while the gangbangers are killing each other? Why don't they go to New Orleans and protest that mayor down there where the gangbangers are killing each other?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they doing Washington, D.C. right there and go talk to that mayor while the gangbangers are killing each other?
Mm-hmm.
It was, if they cared about people, they would go talk to those mayors.
Okay.
It's all about, it's about control. It's not about anything. It's about control. They want to control your life.
Uh-huh.
They don't have any proposals.
I don't feel controlled myself, but are you feeling your life is controlled?
Well, and they want to take away my constitutional rights to order to buy a gun, yes. But they don't have any, they have no facts to support what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, the shooter in Orlando, if his ex-wife had turned him in for...
domestic violence.
Domestic violence. He would not have been able to buy a gun. If she knew a crime was committed and she did nothing, let's prosecute her as an accessory to a murder.
Well, will other people... Well, no, it doesn't work like that, but okay.
Well, when you know a crime is being committed and you don't do anything, you are an accessory to a crime.
Yeah, the one... She didn't know he was going...
Well,
you're talking about the first wife.
She knew he was a wife beater.
Yeah,
she
well,
was not reporting.
Well, if we were doing that, then
to a crime.
There'd be an awful lot of men reported, wouldn't there?
Well, that's
maybe we need to do
life.
More of that.
I don't beat my wife.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Okay, so got it.
Hey, bye.
All right, bye. Okay.
Who is that masked man, by the way?
That was Alan. Alan Glore.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Alan has passion.
Oh, yeah, very passionate.
Yeah. So, you know, I was mentioning what happened in D.C. in the Senate. There was a sit-in where senators actually sat in, and it was related to the filibuster where Senator Murphy had taken to the floor, and I think for 19 hours,
yeah.
Senators one after another talked about, and what they wanted was to vote on something with gun control, anything.
Yeah.
And so far, the Republicans have refused, and Murkowski and Begich both have voted against further policies on gun control, especially with the AR-15, the assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have an assault rifle ban. That was lifted. And we can't get that reinstated it's very difficult. So
it should be harder, and it should be very hard to get one of those kinds of rifles.
But why does anyone need it?
Yeah. For what? They don't hunt.
Well, I know. Well, you'd mow down a whole herd.
Oh, yeah. Well, we natives would be in trouble if we had one of those kinds when we're out subsistence hunting, mow down a bunch of moose.
Oh, I know.
Man.
You got to carry it all back.
Man, I don't understand how come they have those kind of guns anyway.
Well, they're a military gun.
Yeah, they should just belong to the military. They mm-hmm. should even sell them to the public.
Right.
Just keep me in the military.
Yeah. So if you want to call into the show, I'm going to give you the numbers. There are five.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
You're calling, you can also use the 800 number, which means you can call from anywhere in the world or anywhere in the United mm-hmm. States. 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, mm-hmm. and you can remain anonymous if you so choose.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read your email on the air.
Well, unfortunately, there's guys that call in anonymously. We know who they are by their voice.
Well, I have recognized some voices.
Yeah. I don't know why they try to call in anonymously, but I suppose they don't want their names mentioned on the air.
Yes, yes. But, you know, I heard about something. Buck mentioned toxic, some kind of toxic spills mm-hmm. or dumps or whatever. And I was, I had heard that, you know, the glycol used to, the antifreeze used,
yeah.
That a year ago, the system was missing 30 drums. That's about 1,650 gallons missing. Like it had leaked out somewhere, but they're not. And so then they put in 50 more drums, and that's about 2,750 gallons. That's also been leaked out.
Where is that?
They're not, I don't know. That this is my burning question. And if Rick Robb, the mayor, happens to know anything about the drums.
Here in Bethel?
Yeah. It's in the system. The glycol has leaked out of the system somewhere on the tundra, somewhere. And I don't know, and it would be also good to know, is the glycol that we use the toxic kind or the non-toxic kind? But even if it's non-toxic, if these are thousands of gallons of a substance that's leaking out, and I'm part of it is we have a water system so that's going to be very hard to maintain in the years to come. And you've got the homeowner who has to be responsible from the house to the grinder, but if the glycol leaks out, the grinder just burns out. And it's, you know, it's just kind of a mess, and I'm just interested in learning more about that. So maybe someone will call in and with more info. Daniel, good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling in to inform people that I'm trying to start a neighborhood watch here in Bethel.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good.
Yeah, because I'm getting tired of, I'm hearing like every week someone's having their car rummaged through, trespassing, you know, theft. And just for me alone, this past year I had like 5 instances at my house a month. And shocking thing is it's mainly kids.
Young people.
And young people, they're out in the middle of the night around 4, they're early in the morning around 6. And even just about a week ago, I caught 3 kids that were going through carts, like house to house, trying to get into cars. Luckily, I had mine locked, and my neighbor walked out and seen them, you know, trying to attempt to get them in my car and my shed. And they had one lookout, and so they checked everything, couldn't get anything, so they left. And before I was going to work, she walked over to my car, knocked on the window, and told me these kids were trying to get in. And so I quickly go around the block, and I found them, and I was able to, you know, get the police to go and get them, or get their names at least.
Good.
So, you know, my neighbor helping me out kind of helped, made me want to, you know, press forward to this neighborhood watch. So I want to let the public know, you know, help each other out, keep an eye out. If you see someone that that doesn't belong to that house, you know, they have their number, give them a call, and try to put a stop to this. It's getting ridiculous that how often this happens.
Okay, so what is it you'd like people to do if they're also interested in a neighborhood watch program? Like, contact you, or?
Yeah, you can contact me through Facebook. I got a couple meetings with, I'm part of the Public Safety and Transportation Commission, so I'm working with them on trying to get this program set up, talking with the Shea, and possibly the Chamber of Commerce with Bethel, and we'll try to get funding for it. And when things get more organized, I'll go out, you know, pass out flyers and.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm hoping for this year that I'll get completely set up.
Well, it seems like that's a much better direction than sometimes on the Facebook page, Bethel Alerts or Bethel 911. I'm always kind of shocked at how many people say that you should shoot them. Or that if they dare come in their yard, they're going to shoot them. And I don't know that we want to start having open season on people who might be rifling through a car.
That's not what I want.
No. I'm saying I really like this direction much better because it pulls people together and we address it in a way that, you know, it doesn't cause someone harm or accidentally cause someone harm.
And, you know, these kids that are caught are known for stealing and stuff, or, you know, vandalizing. I think that they need to start doing community service here in town. You know, teach them a lesson. You know, fines are not really getting it done. A couple of the kids that I caught are repeat offenders, from what I hear from the police. So, I'll try to get that going. So that's all I got for today.
Okay.
I'm gonna get back to you.
Okay, thank you, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Good
okay,
morning.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good idea. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I've often wondered how come that wasn't started a long time ago, community
watch program.
Yeah. I thought they had one here years ago, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Quite a few things again today.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
First of all, one of my hats put it on. The Bethel Search and Rescue is going to have a fiddle dance / fundraiser on 4th of July weekend.
Good.
Okay.
On July 2 and July 3, both days, they start at 7 p.m. Reason why we're doing it on Saturday and Sunday is nobody's going to be working on Monday, which is 4th of July. And it will have a somewhat conflict of Napakiak Carnival as well. I guess they're doing their, Napakiak is doing their carnival at 1 and 2, I believe.
Yeah, first and second.
But anyways, we're going to do all this over at the ONC Multipurpose Building, which is also known as the Old Bowling Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Both nights start at 7 p.m. I posted all this stuff on the Bethel Search and Rescue Facebook website. And if you have any more questions, just leave a message on Bethel Search and Rescue Facebook's website.
Good, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Fritz.
And another note... I've been getting and seeing a lot of calls, getting a lot of calls and seeing a lot of stuff posted on Facebook about king salmon with the rotted heads, king salmon heads. Just the heads are rotten, but the body's good.
The fish is still alive?
Yes.
Oh, they're catching kings that where their heads appear to be rotting?
Yes.
Wow.
That's strange.
What is that?
And I got a call last week or Monday stating that blaming the fishing game or whoever is doing the tagging and blaming the fishing game, but that person was proven to be wrong. Some other person got a king with a rotting head.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure if the state or the feds are listening and if they are already taking a look into this, investigating why these are happening.
Hmm.
My best assumption is because of this Japanese...
Oh, you mean from Fuji...
Fukushima or something like that.
Oh, Fukushima. Fukushima. Yeah. From the title, the radioactive material it's still actually leaking into the Pacific. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it is. And if somebody finds a fish like that, ship it up to, throw it in the freezer and ship it up to, I don't know where, they'd be able to ship it. Maybe they can contact Fish and Game at 543-2433 and ask for some more information so somebody could get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Fritz, thank you.
And another thing, the city.
Uh-oh.
I've been starting hearing some deals with this the city manager implementing or wanting to start implementing this charging
taxes to nonprofits?
For nonprofits,
yeah,
yes.
Taxing nonprofits, yeah. Or enforcing what has already been the policy, but just never enforced.
Well, it's it's going to be, I need to do a lot more research on this. I can't speak in favor of this right now, and to my understanding, because it's going to hurt everybody. That's a non-profit organization out here. I mean, they'll probably, it's probably another couple million revenue for the city, but if they start enforcing that, or whatever, they start this on August 1st, you know, majority of the local non-profit organizations are going away.
Well, I don't know if it's to that extent. I don't know if it'll cause closures of nonprofits. I mean, I don't think TWC is going to close down or some others.
Well, that's a great example. TWC hardly has any revenue coming in.
Well, I'm not saying it won't hurt. It will.
It will hurt all the organizations, nonprofit organizations. TWC is one. I know they probably get some kind of federal funding for that under YKHC, and also the search and rescue,
mm-hmm.
which all their profit goes back, 100% goes back to the community,
mm-hmm.
In helping out finding people that are lost or need recovery missions.
Hmm.
Because we use a lot of money on recovering and whatnot, and it'll come to that if this starts happening, the search and rescue might be no more, you know. It might even come to that. But we will probably make sure not make it touch of that, because it will come out of the volunteers' money. Mm-hmm. Or we will, you know, I'll just leave it at that. It's a bad idea for the city. I know they want more money. Everybody's hurting, but this does not mean to start taken.
Well, it's hard because it's been an unenforced law, and now the KYUK article did say something about the that someone's going to work on maybe getting the city council to change the policy, because you have to meet these three criteria, but one of the criteria doesn't actually exist, Alaska revenue sharing. And so if the city council can somehow deal with that so that the first two, which is you're listed as a nonprofit 501 or something, and there was another thing, then it would be okay. But that has to happen before, you know, as soon as it can. But I don't know the whole background on it.
Yeah, like I said, we got to do more research on this, and we can't speculate on what's going to happen.
It should be dealt with.
Yeah, it should be dealt with right away before this goes into effect, which is August 1st.
Yeah. Okay, Fritz, thank
you. I believe that's it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for calling.
I can't understand how a nonprofit that gets funding from the federal government or the state,
uh-huh.
how the city can tax that money that comes from the federal government or the state.
Right.
I can't understand that.
That doesn't make sense. Well, if they had, there's three criteria. If they had the first two, which is, then fine, and everyone, the nonprofits all qualify to be tax exempt. It's the third criteria, and it's so funny. It's the Alaska revenue, they participate in Alaska revenue sharing, but that does not exist in Alaska. It's just, it's kind of like an archaic old thing that needed to be dealt with probably, and maybe that's I think they will deal with it in the months to come. So, Martha, good morning. Thank you for waiting. You're on Talkline. You're the first woman caller today. We don't have a lot of women calls, so thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank the powers that be on our subsistence fishing and for giving us 3 days to fish subsistence. I know that first day a lot of fish, but the second and third, today's the third day,
mm-hmm.
but the second day was yesterday raining and all that stuff, and there weren't that many fishers, I know, but I want to thank them for letting us fish for 3 days, and that's what I've been asking for since this subsistence fishing started. And I hope they keep it like that for next year. I've been asking for 3 days fishing, subsistence fishing, from the first week of June to the third week of June, because by that time we will have done fishing subsistence, because we always stop when we know we have enough
mm-hmm.
for the winter.
Nice.
So it's not the whole month of June mm-hmm. I've been asking for. At least, you know, it'll be... but the kings, they're talking about, we haven't caught one that has a rotten head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and our two neighbors, they haven't been catching rotten-headed king salmon.
Okay.
But anyway, another thing I want to bring out is these little, you know, small planes going back and forth between the villages.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, you know, like 20-minute ride to one of the coastal villages, or a half hour at the most,
mm-hmm.
$300-something
oh, I know.
To pay for going to Anchorage. Why don't they lower their prices?
I
can't understand that we pay that much. I mean, people pay that much to go back and forth between villages, even it's like not even an hour ride.
Oh, I know. No, with the lower gas prices,
yeah.
companies didn't, other like airlines didn't necessarily lower their rates, or taxi cabs, or anyone else, any other entities that we, you know, use that use gas. So,
yeah, they should look into these things.
Pay the same rates.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Martha.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. Hey, nice to hear you on there, John.
Thank you.
Since I think this is his last Friday at work, I would like to offer my best wishes to Mike Martz in his pending retirement. Mike has really done fine service to the people of the whole Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, both managing KYUK and his years as a videographer, documenting everything from Chamai dances to the boys going over to Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully some of his St. Mary's students, St. Mary's High School students, are listening and feel the same way. My wife was one of his students many years ago. So I just wanted to express appreciation to Mike for the job that he's done all these years. Running a radio station is not the easiest thing in the world to do. KYUK has been through some tough times, and Mike's been there both as in the video department and managing the station, and he does leave quite a legacy with some of the improvements that are going in there that are going to help preserve the racks of history that are in there
mm-hmm.
In various sorts of media. So I just wanted to say that, and best wishes to him and Cecilia as they make the big move.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's true. Mike Martz is retiring, and he and Cecilia are moving. Oh, and Shane Iverson has been selected for the new head. So that's great. Program manager or station director, right? Is that what it's called?
Manager,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to miss Mike. Known him for 30 years since he'd been at KYK.
How long has he been the program manager?
30 years.
Station manager. 30?
30. I think it's 30.
Why?
It's
been a while.
He came in looking like a hippie from, I think it was St. Mary's.
Did he have hair then?
Long hair? Oh, yeah, long hair.
Yeah. Okay.
Now he has real short hair and it's all gray.
Yeah.
But we're sure going to miss him, and he's been an excellent station manager and promoter for KYK's programming, improving every year and expanding. And KYK came long ways with him.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay, good.
Moving forward.
So let me give out the numbers again to call in. You can call.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
You can also call 1-800-995-8954 or email at radio@kyuk.org.
I thought we had one email.
Oh, we have an email. Geraldine's going to read for us. Thank you, Geraldine. Mm-hmm.
This is an anonymous email. It says, heard that the acting president of AVCP was going to resign or quit August of this year. Tribes need to act on calling for a special emergency meeting to retake control of this lost organization. As everyone knows, the financial situation of this very tribal-owned organization is unknown. Would also like to ask chairman of AVCP to step down as well. And that was an anonymous email.
Okay, so we have the acting president. Oh, so that's a, I don't know if that's a rumor or not, that he will be stepping down August 1st.
First time I heard about it.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on over there. A lot of upheaval. Hopefully it'll come out maybe stronger and you know.
They have such great services for the village that they serve. ABCP.
It's important. Yeah.
And a lot of people in the village depend on what AVCP provides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe this is a kind of cleanup or clean out that needed to happen.
Maybe.
Hopefully. All right. So, Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're on Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
This is Thank You Day.
I would like to start
with a humongous thank you to ONC. As you know, I'm getting along in years. They brought me fish. Thank you, ONC. I appreciate it. I will never forget like an elephant. Other things I will never forget is the nonprofits that has donated, especially one, about $12,000 to the ATG Memorial Park. Thank you, nonprofits. I'd like to thank the Bethel businesses and statewide businesses that's donated over $60,000 in kind and cash money to this park project. The ATG. I'd like to thank the volunteers that have donated hundreds of hours of time to make this project what it has. It's been a 4-year effort. The list goes on, but I don't want to monopolize this program. Others wish to talk. On behalf of the board, 8 veterans that headed up this effort, all this effort has one meaning: to honor and remember 1,435 men from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that defended this area during wartime. They made many sacrifices. They patrolled. They watched for enemy shipping. They watched for enemy aircraft. They carried on their backs many, many tons of ammunition, food, and placed it in survival caches in this area. Our effort was never to forget, always remember, and we invite anybody and everybody to come whenever they can to honor and remember these men that served their country during wartime. Thank you very much for your time. This is Thank You Day. Good day.
Thank you, Dave. Of course, you know, you yourself have done a lot for getting this cemetery organized and started. And I think without you, it wouldn't have gone anywhere. It would be just talk, even if they need a new cemetery. But you got this one started. It's the most beautiful cemetery I've ever seen, even from Anchorage or other places I've gone to visit. This one is very impressive. Mm-hmm. It has gardens. It has boardwalks where you could take nature walks from there.
Mm-hmm.
Big plaque. You read all the names of the territorial guardsmen who served. I get surprised when I go there to see certain names, and I know who they are. That I didn't know they were a territorial guardsman. Hmm. But one name I got to work on to put there is Adolf Lind, my grandfather. He's never been put on that.
Was he a territorial guard?
Yeah, he was. He's got discharge papers, and It's strange that even the VFW wouldn't put a flag on his grave during Memorial Day. So I got to find those discharge papers.
Yeah.
And somebody has them here in Bethel, and I got to retrieve them and maybe give them over to VFW or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. We have a call from Anonymous. Welcome to Talkline, Anonymous. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Asked if somebody knew when the fishing is open until further notice, since I couldn't understand.
I think today. I think it ends today at noon.
Yeah, it ends today at noon.
Being that it's until further notice.
No, not until further notice. It closes at noon today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't a rumor.
Right. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I think it's Stan. Good morning, Stan. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning from Fish Camp.
Oh.
Good morning, Aghlib.
Good morning,
Stan. Ashid Lalam.
Yeah,
Lekrahtu Gutu, Mr. Fu, we've been catching a lot of
kings
and chums past opening.
Mm-hmm. And how are the heads of the kings? Are they looking okay?
Oh, no. I have an answer for that mystery.
Oh.
I caught a king salmon with a tag on it. And where it was choked by a net, that's where it's rotten.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense.
So no chemicals from Japan. You don't need to let the rocket scientists jump on this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you've come up with a very good theory for what is happening.
Yeah, and since all our legislatures or federal government workers or state workers are such good problem solvers. Why don't they solve this one? And I have an answer. Let them beat Shane for the Kings. Tag them and set them free.
The do what with the Kings?
Beach, same them.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I know of a hot spot, but they got to pay me good money to show them where and show them how to do it.
Uh-huh, okay.
It takes money to fix problems, and they seem to be doing a good job at creating their own problems and wait for everybody else to find the problem so they can complain about it, and then they can fix it.
Hmm.
Job security.
Yeah. Hey, are you still fishing?
You gonna... No, we're pretty much done with Kings, and we're drying our fish racks almost full, so we got to give them time to dry a little bit, make some room, and then next opener we'll probably be all done.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, you sound content. You got what you needed.
Oh yeah, I'm happy. If I want something, I ask. I ask God for it, and God gives graciously to me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And another thing, the dividend thing. I know this might sound harsh, but if you go to Saudi Arabia, how long does it take for you to become a citizen and get oil revenues or oil royalties or oil dividends, whatever they give out?
Oh, I don't know. What do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know.
But you're planning to move there.
You going to Saudi Arabia to move there sometime?
No. Well, I'm using that as an analogy, as an example. How long does it take for someone to come to Alaska and become an Alaskan?
Okay, so are you... it takes like a year. So yeah, are you thinking...
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound right to me. That
it should take longer?
It should take longer. As a matter of fact, when was the dividend program started? 1976?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we should go back and figure out who is here and call those people Alaskans. Give these people, true Alaskans, dividends.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't come in here to the state of Alaska, work for quite a few years, take part of our dividend money and move away.
Okay.
They're cutting into our share of dividends.
Mm-hmm.
And just on a good note, our fish have been drying well and the flies haven't been crapping on them. Our stink heads are almost ready.
Oh, good. Call me when you're going to eat some.
All righty then.
But you know, I have a fractured.
Have a good morning.
I do have a fractured ulna, right? Ulna. And if I eat fermented fish heads, I think it might get infected.
Okay, yeah, you need a lot of help then, John.
Oh, yeah, I can't do nothing. Can't even wash dishes until I hire somebody.
I had to put his headphones on his head.
I'm glad the words are coming out of your mouth. That's doing something.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have John Nick has circled back around.
Oh, boy, finally got on here. Holy smokes. I almost gave up. I said, I'll come next week. I forgot to mention on, you know, the villagers selling raffle tickets, and a lot of us people can't go to the village. I was wondering if the villagers can come here and sell tickets too, because I know a lot of people would be interested in their prizes. And they'd make a little more money on the site too. I brought up that last year, and be nice to have somebody come here to sell tickets, you know, because a lot of them villages have really nice raffle prizes. And it'd help your village, too. That's all I wanted to bring up there. So, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, John. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Good moneymaker for the villages that came and sold their raffle tickets.
Right. Good morning, Ruth. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning.
All right.
This is a friendly reminder to all the Chelista shareholders. I just want to, suggest voting for there's Chris Luke, two of them that are running for, I believe it's Unit 4, something like that, Chris Luke area. Anyway, John Paul George guy and versus James Nicolai. I just want to have a friendly remind the shareholders to vote for James Nicolai because shareholders needed some change, and Paul Joyce guy's been there 20-plus years, so we need more change. Please vote for James Nicolai, shareholders. Okay, good morning. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're campaigning there? That's good.
Yeah, she's putting it out there. Well, it looks like Buck has also circled back around. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning. Well, this one's for John and for anybody else as veterans that are loved ones in the graveyards. We apologize for not getting a flag on your grandfather's grave, but we have no record of the graveyard, of who's buried where, or what. All we know is we go through before Memorial Day, pull the old flag out so we can retire it on Flag Day and give them a nice brand new flag and a buddy poppy wreath. We hang that on the cross. So if John, you or anybody else wants to see that their loved one has a flag, come see me at the VFW. I will give you a flag. You can go place it there yourself in a buddy poppy wreath on the, hang it on the cross if you choose to. And then next year when we go through, we'll pull the old flag out, stick in a new flag, and we'll retire the old one. We can only do that if we find the old flag there. So
right.
If you want one, come see me. I'll be happy to give you one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can place it there.
Yeah.
The VFW supplies the flags, and the ladies' auxiliary is the one that goes around to the graveyard and changes all the flags out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're short-staffed, and we use volunteers. We had Tundra Center girls doing it this year, and they do their best, but they can't always get everybody. But if you want a flag, we'll be happy to give you one, and you can put it there, and then next year we'll replace it.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Buck.
All righty. Yep. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so a little movement there on that. Good morning, Henry. You're on Talk Line. Henry?
Yeah.
John.
Yeah. Good morning. Well, he was just saying that he knows about and has seen a salmon with a rotten head.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it was because of a tag that I don't know who puts the tags on fish and game. I guess they've been putting them on the head somewhere, and that's what's causing the fish head to rot while it's still alive. And before, they used to tag them on the fin in the back, and that never caused any problems to the fish. But now they're tagging them on the head, and that somehow is making the head rot.
And okay.
So he was suggesting that if anybody else knows of this or seen fish with rotten heads still alive, probably from the tags, they should report it to the fish and game department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they can correct it.
Well, that's another theory. Wow. All right. Okay, so the mystery of the rotting salmon heads continues. All right, I'm going to give out the call numbers again. You can call us at 543.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
995-8954. You can also email us. You can be anonymous either way. radio@kyuk.org. So we've touched on a few things. PFD.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening to the fish heads?
Right.
Alaska Territorial Guard, the gratitude extended to all who have contributed to that really beautiful place. And we have a caller.
Oh, good.
Elliot. Good morning, Elliot. You're on Talkline.
Good morning. This is Evelyn Elliot.
Oh,
good morning, Evelyn.
Evelyn Hi. Elliot.
Hi.
Good morning.
Evelyn.
Hi, I've been enjoying your people and thanking Dave for all his good works and his green thumb that's helped our community so much. But I also wanted to, since we're doing kudos, I wanted to thank Delta Discovery for printing their wonderful Speak Your Mind columns they're very informative and makes one person think, or should make the whole YK Delta think. Gloria Simeon had the most probing and touched on all our nightmare situations that one can dream of what would happen to our beautiful river here that's the resource of all our food. And look how everyone's so happy with the coming of the fish and doing their subsistence and feeding their families their cultural food. And with the mine, Donlin Mine, I know with all the economic situations that may have it, they could never replace the food value or the cultural heritage that our river has for our people. Mm-hmm. That's why they live in this area. And they've had history of that Red Devil Mine with all the toxic minerals that have had aftermaths to people's health and everything. And it still exists in all other mining situations in the world. We hear all these nightmarish documents where communities are devastated and abandoned because of all that influx of toxins and poison to the water.
Yeah.
And our river is so beautiful, and it's the resource for the whole area. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Yukon and Kuskokwim, which should remain as it is, because there's other harmful things that are happening to the environment as well, so they don't need anything to destroy it just for a few ounces of gold that no one can eat. So that's always been my situation. And I also appreciated Sarah Jasper's commentary last week. I said, that is so true, because we've been through the mill when Bethel had the first, they've had liquor stores in the past, but people just have to learn how to manage their resources and use moderation in their intake and enjoy life, not destroy it and not hurt each other. So it's just a matter of being more stringent with yourself, and remember family unity is important during all these troubled times, and our children are the ones that people that are more important than us old timers that are, you know, fast leaving the earth as it is, but they are inheriting the earth, and we have to thank them for allowing us to be here, and then they have to carry on. Mm. And we just love our people on this YK Delta. They're the best and very resourceful and the greatest. And so we are truly blessed to have each other and our cultural heritage. And we sure thank everyone for all the volunteerism that's been done throughout the years without any... we did have territorial income tax or state tax, so we would have to do our quarterlies and income taxes, and it was a well worthy cause because it mainly went toward education, which is a primary resource that people have to realize their kids' education has to be foremost, so they could know what's going on and carry on. So anyway, I just want to thank everybody and thank you. And I enjoy our talk line so much and a chance for everyone to voice their opinions. And Martha and more of you gals, speak up.
Yes.
Okay, have a good day and God bless. And happy birthday to all those people celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries this month. All right. God bless.
Thank
have
you.
Have a good day.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Evelyn.
That was a very nice call. Thank you, Evelyn. I'm glad you called in. She covered quite a few things.
Oh, yeah. We were covering a lot of things this morning.
That was a really well-done essay that, in the Delta Discovery that Gloria Simeon wrote about against Donlin Gold, and she laid out some really good thoughts on it. I think very thoughtful. So it looks like Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning. Big thank you for letting us let them fish.
Oh, yeah.
Rotten heads or no rotten heads. It was a long wait. Piss us off a little bit, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
And big thank you to those people that continue to say no to the Donlin Gold mine. Written or verbal, there's too much at risk here. Okay. Mother Kuskokwim still provides us with food.
Yeah.
And it shows. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're
thank you.
Call.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I am blank.
Oh, you had a complete expression like you were just going to say something. And
well,
I didn't want to interrupt,
Well,
it's okay.
Talking about Donlin Gold Mine, I had an opportunity to travel with some elders down to Montana to see that mine there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open pit mine, a humongous open pit mine. It was very interesting. They took us around, showed us everything, but then they asked us, what else do you want to see? They said, well, we'd like to go and visit a tribe and ask them how they've been affected by the mine. They wouldn't take us. They would not.
Because I think you would have gotten an interesting story.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to get the other side of the story instead of just all this, oh, we're such a beautiful mine. Look at us. We're... You know, helping everybody and all that stuff, but we want to talk to the people who are being helped.
Well, they prepared that. They prepared that mine site for your visit.
Yeah,
they cleaned it up.
They
had
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Except they didn't get rid of the rattlesnakes.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, somebody's calling.
Yeah. Oh, look! It's Joe Moses. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Talk Line.
You better be on the river. You better be on the river, Joe.
Yes, I am. I'm calling to wish everybody happy Friday, and
like to
thank God for this great opportunity to come out here and fish. And it was, like some people have been saying, they can't thank the officials enough to help us get our needs for what we need for the winter and just take what we need. And on the other hand, it's been a long 72 hours. It's almost over, but. I see a lot of fish on a lot of dry rocks, so hopefully everybody's happy and they thank God for what they got and be thankful. So that's the first and foremost, other than the fact that, you know, I'd like to thank Dave for all he's done. And, you know, I hear the city of Bethel is going to start taxing the nonprofits, which I think is a bad idea. And, you know, that lady that's a city manager, I hate to be in her shoes because, you know, it doesn't make her look too bright. But, you know, she's a city manager, but, you know, there are certain things you can do and can't do, but starting to tax all these nonprofits I think is ridiculous. But that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's listening and changed her mind, and, you know, she's got to understand, you know, where you come from might be different than where we are at, but, you know, this is not a time or place to be taxing the nonprofits because, you know, we're our own entity, but, you know, it's sad to see that something like that's going to happen. And, you know, a lot of these people that are tax-exempt in terms of, like, for example, TWC, they're nonprofit, and they need all the money they can operate to help run that shelter. And, you know, it's ridiculous. But mm-hmm. hopefully the city council is listening, and, you know, maybe they can do something about it. I just sad to see something like that happen. But, you know, that's what happens in the corporate world.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think the city council ever listens to this show, and they always say, "Well, we always listen to our constituents." Well, who uh-huh. goes to see them?
Yeah,
they should listen to this show, and they'll hear everything.
Yeah.
From people.
Oh, I'm sure they do, John. They just, you know, I'm surprised they don't even call and say hello.
Yeah, I mean, they don't call either.
Yeah. Well, sometimes Rick Robb does.
Rick Robb does call once in a while.
Rick will, yeah, once in a while.
But, you know, as for the other officials, I don't know what they're hiding or what they're afraid to call for, but, and you know, but that's, you know, these employees that work for the city of Bethel, they're just doing as they're told, the direction of the city manager.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think the city manager has a choice. It's a law that's on the books. And you can't really say,
we're our own city government. We could do whatever we want.
Well,
like they've done in over the, you know, over the years. They've done whatever they want, regardless of what we think or say or do.
Well, then you have to have a democratic process. Like the city council then has to go review the regulations, change them, mm-hmm. and all of this is coming out like right now. And I guess I don't agree with putting it on the shoulders of the city manager because it's not her call. Her job is to, you know, enact whatever laws are there, and
well, hopefully
she can't just say, we haven't been enforcing that for 20 years, so let's let it go. You know, I don't think she can do that. I mean, we wouldn't really respect that either. That would seem unethical.
Anyway, the other reason, like I said, I called was to thank Dave and his board for doing what they did, and they did an outstanding job, and, you know, he's right. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for.
That's true.
That is like John said, Uncle Adolf and, you know, my dad and my grandpa and my brother, my dad's brother. So there's a whole group of people out there.
Uh-huh.
It's an honor to be a family member of someone that did such an outstanding job for us and protected the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a good day. We're trying to get in the last...
your last 40 minutes.
Good.
Yeah, we're watching it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Bye.
Okay, we have Harry is on the line. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. My phone, I get quite a few texts this morning. Maybe you can have somebody from the city or somebody that knows better, such as a council member, call in. Apparently, as of last night, we don't have a city manager.
What happened?
What?
That's the text I've been getting this morning. I'd like somebody to call in
That's
real.
A news tip for any KYUK reporter listening in.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, if one of the council members can call in, that would be good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. That's very interesting. And we'll kind of leave it at that because we don't know what happened with that, but it would be good to clarify that. So if someone could call in and clarify the position for the city manager, that'd be great. So the numbers here, we have about 5 more minutes of time. So if you want to get your call in, do that now, and you can call.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we've touched on quite a few things from, I brought up the glycol spill, the PFD cuts, Neighborhood Watch, some comments on Donlin Gold, a lot of gratitude to the Territorial Guard Memorial. And now kind of wondering if the city manager for Bethel is still in her position. So feel free to call in. John stepped out for a second, and I think we have a call coming in. So there's about 35 minutes left for fishing, and I hope everyone feels satisfied with the openings that have been allotted over the past month. So we have Sam. Good morning, Sam. You're on Talkline. Sam?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sam here.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I'd like to remind people what Fritz said earlier on the search and rescue on this call.
Mm-hmm.
That we're having a fiddle dance on the 2nd and 3rd at the multi-purpose building. I don't know the time. I think it was at 7 in the evening we start.
Okay.
And also I'd like to say, while I was out boating and fishing, I seen a lot of boats out there with a lot of kids, and a lot of them, I'd say 80% of them all had flow coats on them. So that was great to
good.
See.
Good. Oh, good. Yeah.
And the rest of them that didn't, their parents should look into buying them some.
Yep.
Because there's, you might be the safest driver out there, and somebody else might not be safe. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lot. That's for everybody. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. We have an email. Geraldine, you're going to read that for us?
Yep, it's from Mark Leary. It says, you can see where the tags are put on the fish on their back. We've caught tag kings here at Napaimute. You can see the net marks on their heads. This may be why some people are seeing damaged king salmon heads, but the information managers are learning from this tagging project is very valuable. Again, that's from Mark Leary.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Mark. So we have a couple theories. One is that the rotting heads for the kings are because of where their head is caught in the net, and or is it because the tags on their head, or Mark saying that the tags that they've seen are not on the head, they're on the back. And the data from these tags is really critical. So anyway, it doesn't sound like there's so many problems with the heads of the king salmon, but if you do think there is a problem, you should let Fish and Game know about it. Okay, so I'll give out the numbers one more time in case you want to try to slip in your call. We had a lot of callers with a lot of different information. It's really wonderful when people call in like this. There's a wide audience, and we do repeat the show Friday nights from 7 to 8:30, and you can also get a link for the show at the KYUK Talkline Facebook page, and we usually put that up the day of the call, and you can try to call us at 5.
This is a pre-recorded edition of Talkline. Calls are not being accepted at this time. Join Talkline live Fridays at 10 a.m.
800-995-8954, and you can also email us at radio@kyuk. And it looks like we might have another call. Yes, maybe. Maybe not. Okay, so I really want to also thank John Active for sitting in. I think he's returning now. And I'm so glad that Joe got a chance to get out on the river and enjoy fishing. And it sounds like people have been able to get the fish that they need, which I know is really critical, and I hope that the flies don't cause any problem for the next week or so. Oh, just a minute. There we go. Okay, so There's Cesari. Okay, Cesari is calling in. You only have like a minute because, believe it or not, there's someone also that called in.
Okay, I just got a minute. I've been asked because sometimes city council meetings is like yesterday was not in the radio. And right sometimes the city council meeting is going all the way to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, midnight. It's not too many people keep up with them. And it'd be nice to have repeat, like we were talking, repeating, finding some time to repeat the city council meetings in the daytime or afternoon, or, you know, to be, the true story, I can't make it that I fall asleep before the ending. I don't know if there is results or anything. They're getting too long, I guess, and be nice to register up. Like yesterday, they know some, from no reason, then I don't know what was the reason. There was nothing in the radio.
Okay, so sorry, we have a couple more calls, so.
Okay, yeah, maybe somebody pay attention and maybe some
something.
Progress to repeat at the city council meeting.
Thank you. Okay, good idea.
Thank you for that.
All right, next we have Eula. Eula?
Yeah.
Eula, yes, you're Eula. On talk line.
Eula.
Yeah, good morning, Diane.
Oh, it's Eula. Eula.
I'm calling from fish camp.
Oh, how is it?
And as an elder, when we talk about the tagging of the fish, remember the head's got lots of small veins that will affect the bloodstream to cause infection on the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if fins or tail would be better if you guys report it like that.
Yeah, they used to do it that way. They used to do it that way.
Because the head part in everywhere, when you cut on the fish, even right at the edge, it bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
But the tail is better because the head is the good part of the body. I bet you in every living thing. I've been hearing that you've been on morning show every Friday, but I never have a chance.
Well, I'm glad
but
you
here
called
I
in.
I am, and I think we missed the King Ren, most of us, and also Reds.
Oh.
Most of us missed them. Because after all those, we used to have dark salmon last. So that's what we're getting, dark salmon.
Mm.
And because we had early breakup, we had early open water around here.
Yeah.
Maybe we missed them. But I just want to say good morning to you. this is my first chance of talking to you.
I'm glad you called.
And,
Yeah,
I'm glad you're still around in Bethel. So,
I'm still
I'll
here.
See you sometimes.
Yes, you're going to see me.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, bye.
And good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
And we have Anonymous. You have about a minute. Anonymous, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to point out a few things about gnomes, trash, that's being dumped to the ocean, and I haven't had a comment on that from the last call in. Other than that, there's this NIAC deal with, I think the last time I've heard about NIAC, the tribe of Tuluksac took away their land use permit, and then somehow they end up, Matthew Nicolai at the time he was the CEO and president of probably, and Georgie Guy, we saw them one time. They were up towards Tuluksac area. They were sanded on the sandbar. There's quite a few Tuluksac people that know about this. They had a tote full of cash. Could you guys find out and see if Georgie Guy could comment on that.
And about Kalski and Creeklick, I hear their water sewer lines being directed to the Kuskokwim, and I'd like to see if you guys could comment on that with Kalski and Creeklick also. And that's about it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, so that's going to be the end of our show. Thank you, John, mm-hmm. for sitting
of
in.
Of course, and of course, the rumor about no more city manager, our reporters are checking into it right now.
Awesome. Okay, mm-hmm. great. All right, well, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next week, next
thank
Friday.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to join you today.
I'm glad I did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Express yourself.
Been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.